become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets and the fact. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take
back to hour number two. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller. He'll be back Monday. And that should be a good show. You see, because when you're a person with opinions, and opinions are like elbows, we've all got a couple. I know it's been bottling up inside of him, so be prepared for Monday. Before we go to the callers, I just went and checked on Alexia, because I am amazed at the growth of Republic Broadcasting. And you've got to understand, there are millions, literally millions and millions and millions of websites out there. To get into the top 500,000 websites is a mission in and of itself. I know. I'm not even there yet with my website, eaglesup.com, even though in 3 months, visitor increase to the site is up 1,500%. I think I'm at 989,000. Republic Broadcasting Network's website is currently listed at 104,000. That means it's about to break the 100,000 mark, which in 6 months, it's unheard of. Take it from me, a guy who's been around the web a long time, done numerous websites. It's a phenomenal record. There's another network, we won't mention its name, that's been out there for 6 years. And their numbers aren't as good as this. So we must be doing something right, and it's thanks to you. And in large part, one can only attribute the success of Republic Broadcasting Network to the simple fact of the programming. Because if the programming wasn't good, trust me, you wouldn't be listening to it. And so thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I mean it, honestly. And I'm sure John means it too. And we'll be back. And we'll take your calls.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately, working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Actually, the growth of Republic is actually quite scary.
Yeah.
Means there's a yearning for the truth. And yes, you can handle the truth. Oh, God, that's so cliche. Let's go to the phones. We've got Dylan in Texas. Hey, Dylan.
Thanks for educating us about gold and silver.
Yeah.
I always feel privileged when I have someone like you telling us about it, because I'm definitely learning.
Well, you're learning from someone that went to the school of hard knocks.
Uh-huh. Well, on the topic of redistribution of wealth, I'd like to quickly mention a couple of articles from the February 15th issue of the Christian Science Monitor talking about Iraq. One mentions that the redistribution of power in the country has made the Kurds, who are in the north of the country, which
right.
borders Turkey,
yep.
has made them a lot more powerful after the so-called election. And right now, there's a book that's very, very popular in Turkey. Supposedly all the cabinet administration cabinet members have the book. It's very popular. It's called translated Metal Storm. And the basis of the book is the year is 2007. After a clash with Turkish forces in northern Iraq, U.S. troops stage a surprise attack. Reeling, Turkey turns to Russia and the European Union, who turn back the American onslaught.
Well, sure. I mean, there's been generations of disputes between the Kurds and the Turks, and this is, you know, this is once again of U.S. foreign policy failing to understand cultures and heritage of that region of the world, and you've also got to understand. I mean, these were the same people that George Bush caused to uprise to overthrow Saddam Hussein, and when they rose up to overthrow Saddam Hussein, George Bush took off, and they got slaughtered. You remember that after Gulf War I?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
there's,
yeah,
another correlation here, too. In southern Bosnia, when U.S. forces and others intervened to basically create a new country in Kosovo that was under the under Muslim control, in a historic southern part of Serbia and no longer under Serbian control, is possibly what's going to happen in the north of Iraq with whether it's official or not, but an independent Kurdistan, and Turkey has threatened to invade should such a thing be set up, because they say it will offset the Kurdish minority in their country.
Oh, sure, and they've also got, obviously, the rights to the oil in that region, which is ultimately what the war is going to be about. Always about oil. It's always about assets. I mean, wars aren't fought just for the sake of wars. Wars were sought for conquest of stuff. So,
well,
yeah, and the new government of Iraq is very Iran friendly. I mean, you got to understand, these are Persians, and the alliance is not what the U.S. wanted. The U.S. wanted, obviously, a less Islamic type government, but they got their worst nightmare. Because there's going to be no resolution to the problems in Iraq. I mean, it's you know, I've said this many times before. It's going to be exactly like South Africa when you take a minority and you take them out of power who had control over majority. The majority will enact its revenge. Ultimately, always has happened throughout history. Hasn't changed one iota. There's no reason to think this is going to change either.
Well, thanks for all you're doing, Robbie, and
thanks,
take it easy.
All right. Yeah, and now we've got Syria on the crosshairs. And you know that's coming. It's inevitable. The chips have already been laid on the table. Clayton in Missouri. Hey, Clayton.
Robbie?
Yes, sir.
Man, it has been a long time.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I've been kind of taking a hiatus. I listen in, but I haven't called in many shows in a while. Well, Robbie, this isn't what I wanted to talk about, but the last caller, you were talking about Iraq. Iraq is basically just a springboard for us taking over the entire Middle East. You talk about Syria being in the crosshairs. I would think that they're probably going to hit Iran next because they're flying spy planes over now.
Sure.
And, so I'm thinking probably they're trying to locate their nuclear facilities, and they're going to hit them with airstrikes.
Well, the problem that they've got to think about very carefully before they go in, and I'm sure the brass in the Pentagon have learned their lesson from Iraq. And what this whole war in Iraq has proved is one thing, is that you cannot defeat guerrilla warfare. It's impossible.
Well, they knew that from Vietnam, but that wasn't the point.
No, I don't think they learned their lesson from that one. Iran is going to be a whole different kettle of fish, but it's going to be the same guerrilla warfare that they're going to have to deal with.
Right. Well, what I'm predicting, and I've heard other people predict, is that contrary to what GW said during the election campaign, the federal government is going to institute the draft, and you're going to see all kinds of folks going over there. They're going to go. They're going to take over Iran, Syria, Saudi Arabia, probably Libya, Egypt. they're going to go after the entire Middle East and take it over. That is the neocon plan, but that's not what I want to talk to you about. Robbie, I'm in a quandary here. I'm watching what's happening to our economy. Now, I believe this is going to be the third year in a row where the twin deficits of the federal budget and trade are going to go over $1 trillion. I believe the budget deficit this year is projected like $427 billion, and the trade deficit is going to be like somewhere around $650 billion. You put that together, that's over $1 trillion of red ink. And this is the third year in a row this has happened. Now, on top of that, our brilliant leader wants to fix Social Security, which they say is going to cost around $2 trillion. They've already passed into a law, drug prescription plan, which they say now is going to cost $700 billion over 10 years and maybe more. They don't know yet because it hasn't started yet. We're still in Iraq and Afghanistan. That costs money. And we're going to go in probably just some misadventures like I spoke about earlier. We've got this red ink coming out the wazoo, Robbie, and I'm wondering, and this president, he must be on drugs because he said he's going to cut the budget deficit in half. What in the world, I mean, what's holding this economy together with all this red ink?
The good faith and credit of the American taxpayer. I mean, that's the only thing that's holding this thing together. It's the only thing that's holding the dollar together. I mean, it's foreigners look at America as vis-a-vis risk. And obviously, they look at America, and America is different to a lot of other countries in that you have a very productive workforce. Americans work longer hours than anybody else. And so they have a relative safety in knowing that so long as you guys keep working and keep paying your taxes, that they can forestall the inevitable for a little bit longer.
Yeah, it's just you just wonder. I know that a lot of these foreign countries like England and China and some others, they're holding a lot of our debt. I mean,
well, sure, and it doesn't suit them to let that debt go, because if they start, unless they could let it all go at once, but if they start letting it go in big chunks, it's going to ultimately hurt them. They're in a kind of catch-22 situation.
Oh, we're like those big financial institutions that are too big to fail, right?
Well, sure. Oh, yeah.
But you know,
you see,
what?
They've got to keep the whole ball, all the balls up in the air, because ultimately it would affect them. But if you notice what China has been doing, I mean, China has slowly been taking those Federal Reserve notes that we ship over there in container load, and they've been buying up gold mines, they've been buying up countries, they've been buying up access to strategic minerals. Their sphere of influence is huge. They control the sea route to the west through South Africa now. Thabo Mbeki, in his State of the Union address last week, announced that they were following the Chinese economic model as opposed to the Western economic model. South Africa, let's not forget, controls 90% of the world's strategic minerals. So China has slowly been disinvesting. I mean, when you go back to the basis of the attack on Iraq, you can make a very good case that it was all predicated on the fact that Saddam Hussein was serious about converting oil into euros.
Right. That's what it was really all about.
Yeah. Oh, well,
absolutely. Well, it was one of the things. That was one of the main things. But you know what I see is I believe that China and Russia are positioning themselves to challenge the Anglo-American New World Order.
Oh, sure.
I think they see this. And they don't want any part of it. And
sure. I mean, Russia yesterday announced it was supplying Syria with ground-to-air surface missiles.
Right.
What's that about?
Right.
And they're very good friends with Iran as well. Hang on a sec, Clayton. We take a short break. We'll be right back. There, Bob, Colorado, Debbie in Ohio. We'll get to you all. Got a lot of time left. 1-800-313-9443 is the number.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Sunny Wednesday. I'm actually getting excited now. Only have 2 more afternoon shows to do before the return of John Stadtmiller. Who knows what I'm going to do with all the free time I have on my hands. I have to find something productive to do. Clayton, you still there?
Still here.
Okay, man. So we got Syria, we got the Lebanon situation going from bad to worse. We got Iran. You failed to mention North Korea.
Well,
there's these little fires are popping up all over the place.
Well, this is a situation before 1990, Robbie. Most of the Arab states were client states of the Soviet Union.
Sure.
And they are still very close with the Kremlin. And I'm leery that if we expand this war in the Middle East, we just might trigger World War III. I am not sure.
Oh, it's a guarantee.
How long is Russia and China going to stand back? Because they know what the game plan is. And that's why they're providing Syria with weaponry. How do you think Iran got nuclear technology? They got it from Russia. Everybody knows that. That's the worst-kept secret in the world.
Sure.
Who knows? I'm not sure how North Korea, they probably got it from Russia, too. I'm not sure. Maybe China. I don't know. But the thing is that China and Russia are arming their client states with nuclear technology.
Sure.
And so the stage is being set. And at some point in this war, because it's going to expand beyond Iraq and Afghanistan, China and Russia is going to jump in, and we're going to have a world war here.
Well, sure. And you know the reason why we're going to have a world war? It's as simple as and the plain as the nose on your face. It's because politicians that commit to a policy do not have the cojones to stand up and admit they screwed up.
Well, let's look at the architects behind this foreign policy, Richard Pearl and Paul Wolfowitz.
Oh, wonderful people.
Two crazy loonies. I mean, everybody in Washington, D.C. knows these guys are just, you know, way out to lunch. And this is what is driving the Bush foreign policy. And he puts in a yes woman in Secretary of State basically just to carry out that agenda. At least in Colin Powell tried to put the brakes on it. And he, you know, Colin Powell even made the statement that Richard Pearl and Paul Wolfowitz were nuts. I mean, that was that came out publicly. And
yeah, but he folded like a cheap suit, too, so.
Yeah, he wanted out. You notice what gets me is guys that want to, you know, John Danforth, he's here in Missouri. He was a senator here. He was appointed ambassador to the U.N. He didn't even last 2 months, and he was gone.
Oh, sure. Well, he was also in charge of the Waco investigation.
Right. I was wondering, why would they appoint him and then in, you know, less than 2 months, he resigned and got out of there? I mean,
He did what he had to do. He served his purpose and off he went. It's like all the current list of appointees that Bush has named, whether it's Chertoff at Homeland Security or Gonzalez at the Justice Department. He puts his guys in there to cover up the dirty deeds of the past.
Yeah, it's frightening because you can see it coming. I mean,
sure.
I'm not sure the American people see it yet, but
no, because their attention span is a lot shorter than the listeners to Republic, just simply because they've been conditioned to 30-second sound bites. And so they get their evening news either from Fox or CBS or NBC, which is all one and the same thing. And that's as far as they go. They don't want to believe anything else. I can understand a lot of the families out there with sons and daughters in Iraq. They want to believe that they are there fighting for freedom. Otherwise, they would go insane.
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm serious. You've got to empathize with these people. I mean, how can you send your son and daughter to a cause that, and if you know that it's all based on a lie? You can't. You have to convince yourself that what they are doing is in the spirit of Thomas Jefferson and George Washington.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel for the soldiers that are, because I was in the Army for 6 years. I served, and I feel for those people over there because they are they're fighting for, like you say, a lie, and they're dying, and you can see that this thing is.
Trust me, the grunts on the ground know exactly what the story is.
Well, yeah,
they
they're doing the fighting. That's why.
Sure. Yeah, they know, brother.
God bless
you. Thanks, Clayton.
Yep.
Bob, we'll get to you and Debbie after these short messages.
We must take
listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant superterms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Welcome back, my friends. Yeah, the real cost of war is never calculated by the folks in the media. I mean, my empathy lies with the 150,000 mothers and fathers out there whose either son or daughter is in that hellhole called Iraq, because every time they see a news report about another casualty in Iraq, let me tell you something. These people die a little every time that happens. And the last thing they want to do is see some official car pull up outside the front of their house. I wouldn't even know what that's like to live with. Anyway, we got Bob in Colorado. Hey, Bob.
Yes, Robbie. I got comment, but first I'd like to ask you, you mentioned your radio program. Is that on shortwave?
This one is, yeah.
Your other earlier program.
No, I'm afraid not.
Okay. I haven't had the pleasure of talking with you or listening to you for quite a few years, except, you know, since you've been on Republic for in place of John. My comment is that the puppets in D.C., I don't think they have a very high IQ, because when the bottom falls out, see, we're spending about $8 billion a day.
Yep.
And when the bottom falls out, those people, they've been used to living pretty high on the hog. They're not going to know what to do, and they're not going to know where to turn. Sure, we're going to have a hard problem here, you know, each and every one of us. But when times really get tough, and I can't see it going forever, it's going to end sooner or later. You got to pay the dance, the music.
Oh, sure. Oh, it's,
but my thoughts are that we're in tough shape. It isn't going to get better. And the thing of it is, sooner or later, when Russia and China decide they want to pull the plug, that's when all heck is going to break loose, and it's going to be right there in the Middle East.
Yep. Oh, that's it. I don't have to give you any biblical references to that one.
Nope.
Nope.
That's all I had, Robbie. Have a
thanks,
nice
Bob.
Day.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for coming on. I appreciate your wisdom and your subtlety and your comedy along with the rest of the program.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Debbie in Ohio. Hey, Debbie.
Betty.
Debbie.
It's Betty.
Oh, Betty.
Debbie in Ohio.
Oh, they got Debbie here. You see,
well, he probably misunderstood me.
No, public education.
I'll try to be short, because, you know, everybody can't talk too long. You got a lot of people want to call in. I'm not on the Internet, so shortwave's the only one I have. But I wish a lot of these people would hear this, would kind of complain to this Clear Channel companies. You can't even turn a doggone radio on. Several places around our area here in Ohio, but it's Clear Channel, and I can't stand that station. You know what? They have the news on every 15 minutes, and then they got a lot of advertisements, and the people they have on for talk show hosts are lousy. I'm telling you, it's a good thing I got shortwave, and
there
I
you
got
go.
One off of Statsmiller.
Yeah.
I
there
did.
You go, Betty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks to you. Thanks to you. It's a reason for our success.
Congress and the Senate's our problem.
Well,
just because Bush wants it, don't mean the Congress and the Senate should give it to him.
Well, absolutely. But you see, it's all a game in Washington D.C. You know that. I know that. It's all a game. Because even if a congressman is opposed to a certain piece of legislation, he'll get browbeaten by his superiors that if he doesn't accept or vote along party lines, they want him to vote.
Lines. They're all one.
They're all one and the same, of course.
There ain't no difference between them. I hope that if he puts in this draft, that nobody signs up. Everybody refuses it.
There you go.
Are you?
Yep.
Hey, which library can I go to get the Federal Register? I can't find any around here.
The only one I know is the one on the Internet.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Which one's that?
Just go to federalregister.gov.
Oh, really?
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. And I don't like too many guests on. I like it this last hour. You get a lot of calls.
Okay. Thanks,
okay,
Betty.
Bye.
Okay, Betty. Why is it that women seem to be more fired up about this thing? I mean, look at the guests I surround myself with. Ilana Mercer, DV Kidd, Tamara Desi Andrews, and they're all smart and strong women. And here I am, a bachelor. We got Rita in Texas. Hey, Rita.
You know, I heard you mention Thomas Jefferson and George Washington.
Yeah.
You know, Thomas Jefferson said, "Let us not hear of confidence in men, but let us bind them down of mischief by the chains of the Constitution."
Yeah.
And George Washington himself said in his last farewell speech, he said, "You know, a free people ought to be well armed and disciplined, and should have sufficient arms and ammunition to protect them from all who might abuse them, including their own government."
Yes.
John Adams who said that a free people ought to have three boxes: the ballot box, the post office box, and the bullet box.
Yes.
Now, one of the things that I don't hear very much, and I think for very sound reason, but there is a big undercurrent in the United States of America that is not being heard, and that is the realization that there is not going to be there cannot be a peaceful resolution of what is going on as far as the corruption in government. And that government is not only in Washington, D.C., but it's also in the state and local.
Sure.
I'm old enough to have survived the civil rights riots that broke out in the 60s. And the history behind a lot of that is, you know, many of our citizens who were of African ancestry or Oriental ancestry, but I'm going to address those who are of African ancestry. They were fighting tyranny under the banner of liberty in World War II.
Sure.
And then they came back here, and what did we have? We had corrupt police officers that were shooting them down with hoses. I can remember, you know, the accounts of the Nazis doing that to the Jews. And I'm a mother that I'm really concerned about a draft coming down, and I basically warned my son, get out of the United States, because I firmly believe our judicial system is very similar, if not identical, to the judicial system of Nazi Germany. The court system before this corruption that is very, very apparent, there is no fair trial that anyone can get in the United States of America. There are nothing but show trials.
Sure.
I'm thoroughly convinced that that what is happening in this country is actually the installation of communism. And communism and a free people are not going to coexist. I, for one, do not have any pity on anybody who went over there to Iraq. There is going to be shooting. There is going to be shooting either in a foreign war, or there's going to be a shooting in this country, or there's going to be a shooting in both areas. I don't know where it's going to go. But I do know that when people who are industrious, and you have this manipulation by the foreign bankers or whatever that is, and I was listening to your discussion about gold, and I thought to myself, anybody who's going to be investing their dollars in gold and think that the government isn't going to go and confiscate it after they did, you know, in the history of the 20th century, what was it, 1933?
Yep.
They're just deluding themselves. And George Washington said it very, very succinctly. He said government is not benign. Government is force. And if it is not contained like fire, it will weave a path of destruction.
Sure.
And that is what is happening right now in the United States. Everything that is going on, the impressing of our soldiers into foreign wars, these were all the entanglement, you know, in foreign countries. Charity begins at home. Even the heathen takes care of their own. And I know for me, I raise my children to be honest, to be God-fearing, you know, to believe in justice and liberty for all. And what do I hear, see on the internet? I see the depraved sexual impurities that were committed in Abu Ghraib. You think I'm going to support anything like that? You know, so all I can say is when the blind lead the blind, everybody's going to fall into the pit. And there's another saying that is in Texas, and I wasn't raised in Texas. I was raised in Virginia, you know, and this discussions like that is going on right now was happening prior to the American Revolution. Patrick Henry himself, you know, when they were trying to talk about peaceful resolutions, he himself said, peace, peace, there is no peace. The war has actually begun. You know, the first gale that sweeps of the north will bring to our ears a sound of, resounding arms. He says, I know not what course others may take, but as for me, God, either give me liberty or give me death. This situation that's happening in this country is not just political. It is a spiritual issue, because I can assure you all the gold in the world is not worth the life of a loved one. So I look at it this way. Ignorance is not a friend of liberty, and only the truth is going to set a people free, and only the truth is going to make a people remain free. And for anyone to think that voting is going to be the solution when there's so much information, that there is no real voting, that it's all rigged through the electronic voting, if they think they're going to get any justice in the judicial system is like that of Nazi Germany. You know, the only other thing I see is reading the Declaration of Independence. We are heading in this country to a non-peaceful resistance, because there's one thing I've learned about the situation where people talk about, well, let's discuss it, let's talk it. You know, I remember the viewpoint of that lone student who was standing right in front of that tank. And what one thing about history, at least recent history, with regards to communism or Nazism, these systems or no tyrannical government has ever been voted out of existence. They've always been blown out of existence. And that is history. And bottom line, history will repeat itself if, you know, for those, what is it, those who do not learn from history are condemned to repeat it. And unfortunately, I think it's gone beyond that point. When I even discussed it with my mother about the 100 blocks of the city, city blocks were cleared by security for dictator C. Kyle Bush, Bush's inauguration as our dictator. You know, actions, people need to start looking at actions. Actions speak a lot louder than words. We do not, we are not living under a constitutional republic in the United States of America. And the government or those in government can keep on pushing and pushing and pushing. And all that's going to happen is the ones that are lying back, that that see history and don't want to be bound by chains. Because Patrick Henry said, you know, what was it? If life so sweet or peace so dear as to be purchased at the expense of chains and slavery, forbid it, Almighty God. As for me, I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. So these individuals that are going into the military and they're blindly following orders, just like those Nazi soldiers did with Hitler, you know, there's another spiritual thing. Whatsoever ye shall sow, so shall ye also reap. You know, so all I can say is I will not, you know, I don't like what's going on, but when it comes to my children, they are dearer to me than anything. And, you know, in Sound of Music, I remember seeing Von Trapp. Von Trapp left his country because he was going to be ordered to do something that was contrary to his conscience. And in conclusion, I remember reading a Supreme Court case before the Supreme Court got so Nazified or communistified. I don't know what it is right now, but an arm of totalitarian government. But I remember that there was a Supreme Court case that I never forgot, and that is the greatest tyranny that a government can impose on a people is to compel a man to act contrary to their conscience. So that, you know, that basically is bottom line. So all this political stuff, you know, that may be great, you know, for power talk, but right now this is a life or death situation, and it's not fun and games. It is a life or death situation, and I don't know when the bullets are going to start flying, but I can assure you, I don't think it's going to be a civil war like the Civil War where you have the troops, you know, hitting each other like they did in Europe. It's going to be, again, what was said, you know, in Lexington and Concord and what Andrew Jackson said to the American people when the British were coming in, and he said, hold your fire, boy, until you see the whites of their eyes. We're the ones who were successful in guerrilla warfare. And Iraq is nothing but an Iraqi version of the resistance that the Americans had to foreign troops when their leaders were bringing in the Hessians. So, you know, these are dangerous times that we're living in.
How do you feel about the current situation in America, Rita?
Honestly?
Very good, my dear. Your depth of history and quotations, I'm impressed.
Well,
that you are a student of history.
Well, I'm a lover of truth.
There you go.
Also, I'm not a fortune teller, sir. I do read the Bible. I personally believe there's something. I remember that when Sodom and Gomorrah were going to be, you know, put to the torch, that Lot just asked for 10 just men to keep the place alive. I personally believe that there may be a sufficient number of people in this country that are praying, that are holding back what I believe is a divine justice and a divine punishment. I am very concerned when I'm seeing so-called judges in New York putting a pseudo de facto imprimatur on the recognition to be legitimate of homosexuality. Homosexuality is an unnatural act. It is against the laws of nature. There are laws that are embedded in every human being, whether or not it's in the United States or any other nation. We have the wholesale slaughter of innocent children, again, by pseudo de facto promulgations of the Supreme Court with regards to abortion. I mean, being a mother, even the fact of partial birth abortion. And that issue, you know, one of the biggest tricks about abortion that I find very interesting is these women who think that the legitimization of abortion is a matter of freedom of choice of the women. They don't understand the concept that if abortion really and truly was a legitimate act and it can be done voluntarily, then the other side can be that it can also be done involuntarily. And we're talking about forced sterilization of women who want to have children, which is happening in China. I think that if there's going to be a World War III, that may be God's way of chastising the United States of America. This country and no other nation, especially the United States of America, this country is not going to survive without a firm foundation in God, in godly, and I believe Christian values. I also think that RBN is very, very successful, and I'll share with you why. I very, very rarely hear other talk programs where they have guests on addressing the Jewish influence and the Jewish power that is adverse on Christian civilization. And so may God go with you, and thank you for your question, but those are just my humble thoughts on what I think.
Can we hear an amen for Rita?
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Night train.
train.
Welcome back, my friends. Oh, man. If we had a couple of thousand readers out there. You see, that was I always try to explain to people that this thing called freedom and liberty, it's in your genes. It's part of your makeup as Americans. It's that rebel spirit that you are born with, which is completely unique to you. There's no other people on the planet that is born with that desire and that fire. The problem is that for a lot of people with that gene, with that passion, have been lying dormant for a long time. They've been shamed into silence. And so it's refreshing to hear someone like Rita. As a matter of fact, Rita, if you're listening, we've actually decided you need your own show. But it's the passion of the subject. And it's the knowledge of American history. And unfortunately, that's what is lacking in large part. And I think when it comes down to it, because not only the guests, but a lot of the hosts on this network have that passion and have that burning desire and have that rebel gene thing going. I adopted the rebel gene thing. I didn't know I had it. But it wasn't until I studied American history and found out what this grand experiment with freedom was all about, that fire started burning. And once the fire starts burning, it's virtually impossible to put it out in any way, shape, or form. And that's the key to the whole thing. You see, because passion is the thing that drives us. We do stuff for passion. And we can win some battles. As I said, we have a couple thousand people like Rita out there. I'm optimistic about the future. It's just that we've got to wake up. We've got to wake up a lot more people, and that's why I'm excited about this network. I'm excited about these numbers. These numbers are very telling. It's not for any other reason that the numbers are telling us that people are yearning to hear the truth. And I know it's cliche to say, and there's a lot of networks out there say, oh, yeah, we tell the truth. No, please. You can tell when someone is talking either from a position of passion, because you can hear it in the inflection in their voices. You see, that's one thing about radio, unlike television. You cannot lie on radio. Well, you can lie, but the listeners pick it up immediately. Well, let's see. Let's see if we can top today, tomorrow, with another passionate 2 hours. I look forward to it. Till then, see you. Bye.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.